everyone. It's Phyllis here. If somebody could type in and let me know that you can hear me, that would be awesome. Hey, Denise from Christchurch, Chris from Thames, Sarah, how are you going? Awesome. I'm presuming if you're saying hi that you're hearing me. Just going to do a refresh and check. Alrighty. Damien shouldn't be too far away tonight. He was running a few minutes late on a Tuesday evening, but he won't be long. So I'm going to save the questions for Damien to do with the food. Chris, you've got a couple of questions there. So he'll be on in a moment and be able to answer those. So how's everyone's week gone? There's a few people who are finishing on the challenge tonight. All good? Great, you can hear me. So there's been some weight losses of 13.7 kilos, 12.4, 17.8, another 12, and that's all that I've got that have given me permission to share tonight. So just if you want to share, type it in, and I will read those out as well. Hi Sharon, how are you on this evening? Alrighty, so what's everyone been doing this week? Want to share some successes, some challenges? Interact. It'd be great to hear from you. One of the things I thought I would talk about is challenging everyone this week to drink, upon waking, lemon and ginger and water. Let me know if you type in and let me know if you're already doing it. It's one of the things that you can... Hi, Tracy, how are you going? It's one of the things that you can get quite easily out of the habit of, and when Damien gets on, we'll explore more on why you should do it. But it's a great way to start your day, great for your digestion, great for, you know, wake up, contributes to your overall well-being. So who's doing the ginger, lemon and water in the mornings? I like mine in warm water or hot water. By the time I get to drink it, it's normally cold. But it reminded me today because I had my morning one actually sat there till 10 o'clock because I hadn't had a chance to drink it. So not good demonstration of what to do. Hi, Janine from Auckland. How are you going? So who's actually doing the lemon and ginger and water? Who's made it a daily habit? The thing is that most every single thing that you're being, you know, shared on the 112-day challenge or instructed to do or whatever you want to call it are things that you will continue on at the end of the 16 weeks. What I notice is when people start dropping things off and they only see it as something that they do while they're on the challenge is when they start to have problems. And again, you know, I always speak from experience as well as from watching what other people are doing. So, you know, one of the things that I would recommend that you do is at least every single day this week commit to having your lemon and ginger and water every single day. You know, if things motivate you to have reasons why to do it, you know, write every day on the 112 Facebook page if you're using it that you've had your lemon and ginger drink for the day. It'd be really good to see a whole number of you doing it. Share your picture of it, you know, share your lemons, whatever you want to do, but just make it a habit. So by the end of 16 weeks for the people, although this group started 3 weeks ago, there'll be new people starting next week. But those of you who are also finishing the challenge, think about things that you started off doing that you may have dropped on the way. We want you to bring them back in and start making them a daily habit. You know, I read something from a celebrity trainer the other day, and one of the things he said is that, you know, you've really got to make exercise a not negotiable, something like brushing your teeth. So these activities that we get you to do, these things that we get you to do on the challenge for your well-being aren't for just 16 weeks, they're for continuous. When I dropped my exercise was when I noticed that my weight started to creep. Now, you get away with it for a while. We all know that we get away with it, but what you don't want to do is have to redo the challenge. I mean, you can redo it because you may have some weight left to do, or you want to redo it because you want to be part of the community. But don't redo it because you feel like, oh, I've let myself down again, you know. The more things that you can maintain, the easier it's going to be. So make some things, you know, not negotiables. Alrighty, so Tracy says, I'm already drinking the lemon and ginger drinks, trying to also increase my water taking each day. So that's awesome. You know, each week I'm going to challenge you to include one thing, and if you're already doing it, that's awesome. So, but if you're not doing it, please make it, when you hear it on Tuesday night, to re-bring it back in and make it something that's not negotiable, and it's like brushing your teeth. So the first thing you do when you get up, and I don't know what your morning routine is, whether you have a shower in the morning or you have it at night, but, you know, it's not hard to have some lemons, even at work. If you're somebody like me who often starts their day early in the morning, you know, I have a couple of lemons at work, and we've got a chopping board, you know, I squeeze that into my water, have my hot water, it doesn't matter if it gets cold, then I can drink it cold. But, you know, make it a habit that you get. Seriously, I've slipped up on that lately, so I'll make it my mission this week. So, yeah, great thing to call it is your mission. So your mission for the week is to have your lemon and ginger in water every single day. Janine says, every day I do my ginger and lemon. So that's awesome. Rachel W. from Christchurch says, definitely a habit I'll be keeping up even though I am finishing today. Rachel, how have you gone? Do you want to share your weight loss? You don't have to, but I know that you've done fairly well. I'd love to see your after picture. If it's not your after and it's your during, still love to see it. And normally always, Rachel, we always gift you an extra week, so you'll be able to turn up for next week as well. Sharon says, since starting the challenge, I've not missed a morning without having my lemon and ginger. So that's awesome. And Sharon, how much weight have you lost over the time? Think about all of the things that you can bring in. Denise McGregor from Christchurch says, lemon and hot water, I found that it upset my bowel movements and severely made me have diarrhea, so I've stopped it and returned to normal. I have talked to Damien about this. Awesome. So if it's got something that's affecting you, then totally understand. But for everybody else, bring it in, keep it in there. I'm sure he would have made some other suggestions to you, Denise. Sharon said, I switched power walking for yoga and some sessions on my ab twisted due to health reasons. We're back into my power walking in the weekend. So that's awesome. You know, making sure that you do a daily exercise, something that you're going to do every single day. Rachel from Christchurch says, I prepare it the night before when I'm getting breakfast and lunch together. I have it in a coffee plunger. Awesome. You know, whatever works, ideas that you can share to motivate other people is fantastic. So your mission for this week, I think everyone's got it clear, is having your lemon and water. And ginger. I heard a new term today as well. You know, somebody talked about, when you're hungry, she said, I get hangry. So I get angry, hungry and angry at the same time. So think about, you know, also if you are finding a challenge to make sure that you're eating consistently. So, you know, breakfast, lunch and tea, and having it so that it's decent and well spaced out in the day. So, you know, not having breakfast at 7 o'clock and then not eating till 4 is going to affect how you feel. So think about that, not having massive, massive gaps in the day. So think about that word, hangry. If you're getting uptight and ratty because you haven't eaten, think about it. Rachel said, I have lost 12.4 kilos. She's got 7 to go for her goal, but she knows she'll get there with all the skills that she's learned. So that's awesome. And Rachel, we'll see you on the call next week. You get another week, so that's awesome. Okay, so what have I got here? Tracy's got, she makes it before she gets in the shower and it gives it time to cool down. Yeah, so, you know, think about it as part of your routine. Most everybody I know would not leave the house without having brushed their teeth. So if you're one of those people who don't brush your teeth, I don't know how I'm going to motivate you to put the other things in, but most everybody, because it's something that we've done as children, will not leave the house without brushing the teeth. So you want to make a lot of these things that you do for the with the challenge not negotiables. The reason why I'm talking about this is because I just talked to somebody who writes for quite a number of publications in Christchurch, and she's going to be starting the challenge, and she wants to write about it as she goes, sharing what her experience is. Now, one of the things I talked about with her is, you know, there are a number of things since I have, been following what Damien does and doing the program that are not negotiables for me now. You know, I will not drink Diet Coke. It's just a not negotiable. I won't drink it. I won't have my coffee first thing in the morning without having eaten something. So, you know, you develop things that support your well-being. Again, think about, you know, whatever it is that motivates you, think of it in those terms. So if the weight loss is what motivates you at the moment, fine. If it's the health, the gaining of health or the increase of your health or maintaining your health is what motivates you, then think of it in those terms. You know, I want to age well as well. You know, I don't want to be somebody who's all diseased and curled up and tired and, you know, not wanting to do things because I'm old in my body. You know, you can be old without being aged, if that makes sense. Of course, we're all going to age, but, you know, you don't want to age faster than you absolutely need to. People are very, you know, with acidic bodies, I think, you know, Damien, when he gets on the call, will confirm that they age, you know, very, very quickly. And so I've been, you know, having a look at what my pH of my body is and, you know, really happy with, you know, peeing on my stick and what the results are. So, you know, have a think about that. What is it that will motivate you beyond the weight and into the future? So what is it that will motivate you? And I think the more that I learn, the more concerned that I get because, you know, we're eating so many things that are not food. They look like food. There's a popular DVD going around at the moment. I think it's called Hungry for Change or Change for Hunger or something like that. And one of the very first lines they talk about in that is that, and I'm not putting it in exactly the way that he speaks, but he talks about we are eating things that are not food. So it's so true. If you have a look around, you know, what people are eating, especially in food courts and those sorts of places, think about what it is that they're eating. Is it really food? Lots of things just are dressed up to be food. They're chemicals. You know, people defending donuts and things like this to have as part of their staple food. Think about that. What is it? It's flour and water mixed up, and you wouldn't sit and eat flour and water. So think about it. All right, I'm just going to refresh and see if anyone's got anything to share, or you've just all gone to sleep listening to me. All righty. Okay, so the other thing too is, you know, think about what motivates you. So for me, I want to age well. I don't want to be an old person who is restricted by my body. I want to be agile and fit. I was sent a picture the other day on Facebook of a woman who is 92 who was running a yoga class. So think about that. If a 92-year-old can run a yoga class, what are we capable of just in our 70 and 80-year-old bodies? You know, I'm 50 in another year, and I want to continue feeling great. You know, one of the biggest things that I am working on at the moment is to bring movement back. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, I've got out of the habit of. And so movement is very, very important. Think about what it is that you can do and also that what will motivate you. Okay, I'm just going to refresh. Have you all gone to sleep? Okay, Damien's just letting me know he's just jumping on. So load up your questions for him. That'll be fantastic, and we'll hear him come on in a minute. Okay, so you've also got to eat to lose weight too. This is the other thing. Be careful of thinking that it's a natural thing to do, and it's something because of the way that we think and our mindset. But this program is about eating enough food. So if you're really eating the Parmesan side, that's a mass of food, three times a day that you're getting. Don't cut down to lose weight because it won't serve you in the end. Hello, you've made it. How are you?
Yes. I have made it. I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
How is everybody? Is everyone good?
Everyone's great. For some people, it's the last evening for them, although, of course, we always gift everyone an extra week. So there's been some great weight losses. I've read out a few, and somebody's just shared one online. So they're doing fantastic. Someone's only got 7 kilos to go at the end of her challenge to get to her goal. So pretty cool. So, Damien, I thought...
Wow.
I know, pretty awesome. I thought tonight I might ask you some questions. People are often saying that if they actually knew why they should eat something, it might motivate them more to understand why they're doing it. I was just quickly talking about this. So many foods now, and the Hungry for Change video talks about it, that are food-like, looking-like products, that they're actually not food anymore, but it's something that we take, you know, as food. So vitamin A. What foods have vitamin A, and why do we need it?
Well, vitamin A is really important for skin tone. Immune system is particularly responsive to vitamin A. But vitamin A is awesome for eyesight, capillary management in terms of the strength of the capillaries, and it really is an amazing vitamin. And there's a number of different ways in which you can get vitamin A. Cod liver is a fantastic way. Not that you're going to go catch cod and then pull out its liver and then eat it, but cod liver extracts are one of those things that we've, you know, traditionally used over a long period of time to actually top up our vitamin A and our vitamin D. One of the other things that that's very rich in vitamin A are the orange-coloured vegetables, in particular carrots. And there's a nutrient in there called beta-carotene, and it's a precursor to vitamin A, and that's converted by the liver into vitamin A from beta-carotene. And it's a non-toxic, highly bioavailable source of vitamin A, and it's just so good for your body. Not only is it good for your eyesight and good for your skin, it's actually really, really good for your immune system. So I do encourage people to have lots and lots of vitamin A because, of course, that is a really good thing to have.
Mm. Okay.
Do I answer that well enough?
You actually answered it pretty full on. So, but what I'm saying to people, you know, what I was saying before you got on is that beyond the 112 days or the 16 weeks, they need to find more than just the weight loss to motivate them to continue on. So I was talking about the things that they put in and do on a daily basis for the challenge shouldn't stop at the end. So, you know, I've challenged everyone, their mission is to have the ginger, lemon and water every single day.
Yes.
One of the Christchurch people have said that they have not missed it since they started on the challenge. So, you know, what's the reason for having it?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is when you increase your acidity within your stomach, you decrease your acidity within your whole of your body. So if you can actually improve the way in which you digest your food, you have less inflammation within the body. And as a result of having less inflammation within the body, you'll burn more fat. So whilst it improves your digestion, it actually helps you to manage inflammatory response to food and the environment. So, you know, it's a ripper thing to do just to enhance your digestion, but to enhance the speed and the consistency of fat burning.
Okay. So one of the things I said again about, you know, finding your motivation beyond the 112 about other than weight loss of why you're doing it, it's one of my reasons that I want to age well. I don't want to be in a body that I find as, you know, rapidly aging faster than it needs to. I don't want to be restricted to not being able to do things because of, you know, lack of mobility and lack of health. So if people find their reasons of why they're doing it beyond the weight loss, it helps. And so the lemon and ginger would definitely support that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a great thing to do. Absolutely.
Okay.
And, look, vitamin A keeps you looking young too. You know, lots of vitamin A keeps you looking
skin
very,
tone.
Very...
I heard skin tone.
Yep, skin tone. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Yeah. So what about vitamin D? Vitamin B. I thought I'd do the ABCs.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, vitamin B is essential for a number of different things. And there's a lot of different Bs. In fact, I think that there's something like 50 different vitamin Bs that we're aware of. Some of them naturally occur and naturally are manufactured in our body by the bacteria that we have in our colon. And that's why it's important to have Acidophilus, Bifidus and Casei strains of bacteria. So that's what we call probiotics. And so when you have good probiotics in your gut, you'll digest your carbohydrate fuels and you'll turn a lot of those carbohydrate fuels and gases into B vitamins, which allows the gastrointestinal system to absorb those B vitamins. And then the B vitamins are used to repair your cells. Some of them are used to get rid of fluid retention, like, for example, vitamin B6 helps to get rid of fluid retention. Vitamin B1 aids in your immune system and actually repels various mites and things from entering your skin, including mosquitoes. So vitamin B1 is a really essential nutrient to try and decrease infections as well as bugs biting into your skin and sucking your blood, so that's a good thing. But your B12 is essential for iron absorption and oxygen utilization. Vitamin B2 and 3 give you lots of energy. B5 and B6 give you lots of energy, and they're associated with helping the adrenal glands out. So it's important to have a big, broad-spectrum vitamin B in your diet, and you primarily get most of your Bs from appropriate digestion of carbohydrate fuels. And carbohydrate fuels, I'm talking fruits and vegetables, ideally. But it might be that you're still feeling tired. You might be a little bit run down. And in that case, it's a good idea to take a vitamin B supplement, and you can get something called MetaB from Metagenics. I think that's one of the better ones.
Yeah. So if, say, I was...
Did I answer that one okay?
Yeah, that was great. So I've got a specific question. If I was looking to get as many vitamin Bs as I can, because there was a whole number there, I would look at my food group and I would look at as many of the fruits as I could and as many of the vegetables, and I may make up a fruit salad.
And I would make up a salad
incorporating as many of those vegetables as I can, because often I think people get into the habit of thinking they need to have, you know, one of this, one of that, maybe one of that, when you can actually have 10 different varieties in a meal as long as you're not exceeding your palm.
Mm, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah?
Have truckloads of different vegetables. You can actually mix up your vegetables, your salads, and your fruits all in one meal. So, you know, it's really nice to cook up some winter vegetables, you know, broccoli, stir-fry that broccoli up and then put that into a salad and put some, you know, winter fruits in there too. So slice some apple, slice some pear and put that into a salad and have all that together. It's beautiful, especially mixing with nuts and some beautiful nut oils like macadamia oil poured all over the top with some cracked Himalayan rock salt. It's a beautiful salad to have.
Mm. And I love squeezing fresh lemon again over top of things as well, so delicious.
Mm. Yeah.
Two questions from people. Chris has asked, I'm a body type 4 and struggle eating the eggs for breakfast. I love the cereal. Why can't I have the cereal more than 2 times per week? I do have the smoothie when I go to the gym. What are my options other than the eggs?
Well, have the cereal more often. There's best recommendations, and the reason why they're best recommendations is because they're the best recommendations. But if you're struggling with it, then you've got to do what actually suits your body. So you can have the cereal more often if you like. You could have steak for breakfast with vegetables, or you could have fish for breakfast. You know, there's many programs out there, in particular paleo-style eating programs that actually encourage people to have protein and salad for breakfast. You know, you don't have to stick to convention. It's just that so many of us have been grown up with eating breakfast cereals and lighter style breakfast that we think that that's the way in which we're supposed to do it, but you don't actually have to do it that way. You can actually have a more robust breakfast, a more protein rich breakfast, and in fact get a better result by doing that.
So you could have, you know, you could have the mince and pumpkin lasagna if you wanted to.
Yeah, totally.
You could
absolutely
have, you could have one of the foods, you know, with protein with it.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. You could use any of the foods, any of the meals in the recipe book. You could have them at any stage. So each of your meals, even in your meal planners, each of those are interchangeable. So you could have a breakfast meal for lunch, or you could have a lunch meal for dinner, or a dinner meal for breakfast. It doesn't matter. You can mix the whole lot up, and they all work because they're all designed to have high amounts of protein, good amounts of carbohydrates, and really good quality fats in each of your meals.
So have what you like. Have what you enjoy.
Yeah,
you know,
try to stick within your food list.
Yeah, so have what you enjoy that you've created either from the recipe book or from your food list that you enjoy. You might as well be eating things that you actually really, really like. So if you're not enjoying the eggs, just give them a miss. The only thing I would say about the body type 4 and the cereal, Damien, having had a number of body type 4s live with me, is that this is just my opinion, remember? But I see them finding ways to justify having what they perceive as the carbohydrates. So that would be the only thing I would say. Why do you need it more than twice a week? Is all I would say. Because they would eat it for breakfast, lunch, and tea. So they find a reason to actually have it.
Yeah, no, you definitely 100% absolutely don't need to have grain-based starchy carbohydrates that frequently, especially if you're a body type 4. The body type 4 people respond beautifully well to higher protein levels and higher salad, higher fruit and vegetable levels than the carbs coming from grains and those sorts of things. So, you know, it's a mindset, it's a thought process that you kind of get engaged in, that you do need all that sort of carbohydrate. And it comes from myths that have been perpetuated and drummed up from dietitians talking about the food pyramid, and we can ignore all that information.
Okay. Sarah says, with my indigestion, I found a pattern that almonds seem to be a particular challenge, although only recently. Would there be any particular reason for this?
Sometimes almonds are pretty old. The other thing is too that sometimes almonds come from China, and they've been sprayed with lots of different things. And so you need to, if you find that you can get, if you're getting heartburn or any indigestion from any kind of nut, it might be that you need to soak it first. So soak your nuts for a little bit of time, maybe a few hours, and then have them. So maybe soak them overnight, and they'll become quite soft and easy to digest then.
Okay. And does that take any sprays off, or would it just be sitting in the water?
Yeah, it does. It takes the sprays actually sit in the water, so you need to rinse them afterwards, but that'll get rid of the sprays, yeah.
Okay. who's asking?
You've got to be really selective of where you're getting your almonds. You know, check to see the origin of the almonds. It is pretty important. I always select the highest quality nuts and seeds for the forage cereals that we manufacture, purely because you do get a lot of sprays on things that come from China.
Sue's asking about the lemon and ginger. Does it help to have it more than once a day, not just in the morning?
It can, but really, having it once a day is a really good initiator and a really good sort of outer. It just gets things going. All you've got to do is just get it going once. But if you find yourself feeling bloated after food or after meals, or you find yourself passing wind or you're constipated, you may benefit more from having it more frequently. Or what you might actually benefit from is just squeezing the lemon juice over the top of your food, like what you were suggesting before, Phyllis. And just adding lemon juice or apple cider vinegar to your salads can be enough just to, you know, get everything going beautifully well.
Sarah sees her nails.
So the answer is it may.
Okay. Sarah sees her nails are particularly flaky and breaking lately. Is this diet related? What will she be most likely lacking, I would say?
Probably zinc or calcium. But what's really, really important is to take the supplements that I've recommended. The only reason why they'll be flaking is either you're not absorbing stuff properly at the moment, or you're not taking the supplements that I've recommended.
Okay, so think about that, Sarah. She's also asking, I know type 4 isn't supposed to have coffee, and I did eliminate it at the beginning of the second challenge. Is it just about the effect on adrenal glands, and if so, is decaf okay?
It's the effect on the adrenal glands, but it's the long-term effect of adrenaline on stress levels. And so when you actually increase your caffeine running through your bloodstream, you actually increase adrenaline running through your bloodstream. So that's the counter to fat loss. You know, if you've got adrenaline circulating through your body, you'll rebound with cortisol. And when you've got more cortisol running through your bloodstream, you'll end up having decreased sensitivity to insulin. And that's going to stop you from burning carbohydrates. So, you know, coffee is one of those things that may be beneficial for some people, but can be hugely detrimental for many others.
Okay. Sharon, I think that we have answered your question about the lemon and ginger, but just let me know if we haven't. Sharon's asked, what is your opinion on protein powder? Is it worth trying it in the lead up to my half marathon walk the end of next month, or shall I not even go there with it?
Sharon, is that a half marathon walk that's just, it's 21Ks? If it's a 21K walk, just walk it. It's totally fine. In fact, you know, you don't need to eat more protein. You probably don't need to take any food on that walk. You don't need to take anything other than just water. And the reason I say that is because when I have people doing Ironman triathlons, I give them, you know, the equivalent of what they'd normally eat in the meals throughout the day. So the goal is not to give yourself enough fuel that you don't burn fuel while you're exercising. The idea is that you burn the fuel that you've got stored while you're exercising. There's no need to, you know, be worried about taking extra fuel on your walk. If it's just a marathon walk and it's 21Ks or a half marathon walk and it's 21Ks, you don't need to take any extra fuel.
Okay. Alrighty. So I've just refreshed and I think we've caught up the question. So vitamin C.
Vitamin C, it's the ultimate immune booster. So if you've got enough vitamin C in your body, then you won't bruise, you'll fight your colds, and you'll prevent scurvy. And it's amazing because in New Zealand last year, there was, I think, 11 reported cases of scurvy, which basically means that we're not eating enough fruit. And so it's citrus fruits, kiwi fruit, feijoas that actually contain a lot of vitamin C. Strawberries do contain vitamin C if they're fresh, but you've really got to keep a lot of fruit in your diet to keep your vitamin C levels up. And, you know, it's when I say a lot of fruit, it's no more than 2 bits a day, but having that lemon juice on a daily basis is a great way to keep your vitamin C levels up. But if you are bruising and you're having your lemon juice every single day, you probably do need to have some more vitamin C. You can take that in a supplement form for a couple of months and then you'll find yourself actually not bruising much.
I take vitamin C every day. I'm going to take it forever, I think.
Yeah. Good idea. It's not a bad thing at all.
Sarah Ceci, what's in the thermophase? I've got a Thorn product called MediClear, which is a detox product, but it tastes appalling.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what MediClear is, so I can't even advise you on that because I don't know what is actually in it. But the original question, I cut out just quickly just for a little bit. What was the question? Was it about detoxing?
Yeah. So it was about, she said, what's in the thermo phase? I've got a thorn product called MediClear, which is a detox product, but it tastes appalling. So she wants to know what's in thermo phase. I don't know what that is.
All right. Quite a lot of stuff. You can look it up online on the metagenics.com website, but I can tell you it has rice, milk thistle, sesame seed, magnesium, taurine, glutamine, potassium, zinc, ascorbic acid, iron, vitamin B3, pyridoxine, hydrogen, cyanocobalamin, which is vitamin B12, folic acid, selenium, potassium iodide, biotin, and vitamin D3.
Wow.
Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's a lot.
The reason why I use these products is because there's nothing else that comes close. So I don't make a loose recommendation. I just say that you use thermophase detox because it works. So I don't know what else is out there because this stuff actually works. So it's sometimes not a really... You know, it's some of these things just aren't replaceable.
Mm.
But you could use that particular product, that thorn product. You could use that thorn product with the detox if you chose to. And you may or may not be doubling up, but the detox that I've written up actually is designed to work, and so it's best just to stick to that.
Okay. Sarah said, so is that a yay or nay to the decaffeinated coffee, which I presume has the caffeine taken out?
Okay. Yeah, you can have some. Yep, you can have some decaf coffee. The idea is to make sure that the decaf coffee comes from a reputable origin and they haven't chemically decaffeinated. It's been water decaffeinated. And do it that way. But if you think that coffee is going to be part of your life long term, then, you know, work a way in which you can have some caffeine in your diet, in your lifestyle. It could be that you have one coffee per day and you work out how to get your program to work effectively with one coffee a day.
And also, what
I'm
about
not saying
dandelion
that you can't
tea?
Have, yeah, dandelion tea is good. I don't reckon it tastes anything like coffee. I reckon it tastes like dandelion. No. Yeah, well, it's got that sort of woody sort of flavour. Mm. But it's not, you know... I enjoy the flavour of coffee, and I don't think that it actually is an equal flavour substitute. But, you know, I do enjoy drinking dandelion tea. You certainly won't get the adrenal buzz out of dandelion tea that you would actually get out of caffeinated beverages.
Mm. Okay. Sharon says she wasn't meaning taking the protein powder on the walk. She's only going to be taking water, but what someone suggested her to take it leading up to the marathon, I suppose, over the week. Or a couple of weeks leading up.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't worry about it, Sharon. There's no need. You don't need to. Just eat the food that's actually on your plan. You know, a lot of those protein powder supplements are, they can be good, but they're not food.
Mm, okay. Okay, so we are just after 9 o'clock, which went really, really fast, so I'm going to finish with a vitamin Z. What about sleep?
What?
Vitamin C.
Sleep. What the heck is vitamin C?
I know.
Well,
I made that up.
Yeah, sleep's one of those things. It is essential. It's you do need it. If you don't have enough sleep, it's bad for your heart. In fact, a lot of people actually don't sleep enough. And I've been guilty of that the last, couple of days because Amber's been away in the States. So I've been, taking the opportunity to do a lot more work after hours. And haven't been getting enough sleep. But what I do know is, and research suggests, that if you don't get 6 hours sleep a night, it's bad for your heart. But if you get more than 8 hours sleep a night, then it can actually be bad for your bones and your fat loss. So it's somewhere between 6 and 8 hours of sleep a day is what you actually need to enhance your well-being and to allow your body to repair and be good.
Awesome. Sarah says, thanks, I don't actually need the buzz for the coffee. I just like the taste, so I'm happy with decaf. Dandelion tea, no thanks. Obviously, she's trying to get online. It's not on her list. Alrighty, her own personal list. Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of the call. So I challenged everyone the mission this week to do the lemon and ginger. And I just wanted to say to Damien, there is no difference between having it in hot or cold water, is it? It's just a preference thing.
The hot water is probably better. Having it in hot water is actually probably better for absorption. The warmer the food is that goes into your gut, the easier it is to digest, and the more nourishing it is to your gut. Cold things make things shrink, and so there's a sympathetic nervous system response to temperature in the gut that can actually make your stomach constrict a little bit if it gets too cold, and can decrease your absorption of stuff. So you're better off either doing room temperature water or warm to hot water, and that'll work better for you.
Great. Sarah says, looking forward to meeting you both in May. So the day with Damien's on in May, the 27th, that came out in the newsletter today. We're doing a half-price special for current and past challenges. So if you live in Wellington or you're going to be getting to Wellington, think about it. Come along, join us. And if you didn't receive the newsletter, call Hayley on Thursday because tomorrow is a holiday. So have a great day off, everybody. And Damien, thanks. That call went super far. All right.
Thanks, Lucy. That was good. Alrighty.
See you later.
Take care, everybody. See ya.